Weather conditions across the Midwest are going to be rather stable for just a little while longer, and we'll expect to see temperatures rise up a little bit before we start to cool back down again. The first storm system to impact the region is expected to begin to push through the region as we go from Sunday night into Monday. This will be a western Corn Belt event primarily. The system will weaken considerably as it moves through the rest of the Midwest during the day on Monday, ending on Tuesday morning. Moisture totals will probably run from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch, except in Iowa and parts of Nebraska, where we could see some local totals getting upwards to 6 or 7 tenths of an inch. The moisture in Nebraska and Iowa is badly needed, along with other areas in the western Corn Belt where it's been dry for several weeks. We're expecting follow-up precipitation to occur in the Midwest as we get into the end of next week and following weekend. The storm system promises to be a large one, and so we could see some 1 to 2 inch rains perhaps in the southern parts of the Midwest, including the Ohio River Basin primarily. Areas to the north we'll see lighter amounts of moisture. Again, this will occur at the end of next week into the following weekend. There's a fair chance we'll see a band of snow following both of these storm systems, with the one that occurs on Monday, we'll probably see snow light across portions of the region from Nebraska to Wisconsin. It's definitely not going to be a significant accumulating event. The second storm system, one that occurred over the second weekend of the two-week outlook, will bring in a little bit more snowfall perhaps coming out of Iowa into Michigan. We'll watch that pretty closely. We're too far out right now to have a lot of confidence in the timing or the amounts of snow that might occur in that event. In the meantime, it looks like the weather across the Midwest will be relatively quiet for the next day or two. We don't expect much precipitation to occur, although it will not be completely dry either. We will see a few bouts of drizzle and light rain showers that will occur in the western Corn Belt especially. This precipitation is not likely to be a huge issue, but there will at least be some moisture around. A few hundredths of an inch to 1,500ths of an inch of moisture will occur over the next couple of days in those areas. There will also be some light precipitation that will occur across the Great Lakes region. Well, we're anticipating a temperature bias that will be mostly favorable. We'll look for afternoon highs here today, still a little cool with 30s and 40s across most of the Midwest. High temperatures on Friday will be mostly 30s and 40s in the north, but 40s and 50s will become common in southern areas. And it looks like as we move forward into the Saturday-Sunday time period, those will be our warmer days. We'll look for highs in the 40s and 50s north and 50s and some 60s in the south. Most of those 60s will be in Missouri and Kansas, maybe a few areas in southwestern Illinois and a portion of the northern Delta. After that, though, temperatures will cool back down again, not dramatically, but a little bit more seasonably, and we'll likely see the low temperatures at night slipping back and downward again. We'll start off with low temperatures tonight in the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest. We'll warm those lows up to the 20s and 30s, maybe even some 40s ahead of the weekend storm system across Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. Some of that warmth will work its way further to the east on Sunday, but we'll turn right around and cool things down early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.